Chapter 15. This might be useful.
Thump!
We land in our basement on our bottoms. We're home. I take a quick look at the mirror. It's still cracked. What does that mean for Mary Rose? I hope she's okay. I glance at my watch. It's after 7. Dad must be up already. What do we do?
I got this, Jonas says.
I turn to the sound of his voice, but I don't see him anywhere. Jonah? Only his head is suddenly visible.
Yes, he says with a grin.
You took the invisibility cloak?
I did.
But we aren't supposed to take things from fairy tales.
We took Prince that time, he argues, and you took Ellie's clothes, but... Why don't we use it to sneak upstairs and argue about this later?
He has a point. He pulls the cloak over us, and together we rush up the stairs to the first floor. I peek around the corner. I can see my dad in the kitchen, pouring orange juice into 4 glasses. When he glances over his shoulder, we freeze. But he can't see us. Whew! Silently, we hurry up the 2nd flight of stairs to my bedroom. We race inside and take off the cloak. Prince is curled up on my bed. When he sees us, he jumps up, wagging his tail. Jonah rushes over, and Prince greets him with licks and doggy kisses. Aww.
You did miss me, Jonah says, all smiles.
Woof! Prince barks. I reach over and scratch behind his ears. He sighs happily. He missed me, too. I look around my room. No sign of Mary Rose.
Mary Rose! I call. We're back!
No response. I bite my lip and turn to Jonah. He looks worried, too. I run over to my jewelry box and open the lid. There she is! She's tiny and lying down and flickering in and out. She looks very tired.
I'm so glad you're back, she says in a faint voice. I didn't have the strength to open the lid.
Poor Mary Rose. I pull the ruby from my pocket. I put it beside her in the jewelry box. We got the crown ruby, I tell her proudly. She puts her hand on the ruby. It sparkles and shines. And then Mary Rose sparkles and shines, and then shines brighter and brighter. And then she's suddenly sitting on my bed, full-sized, and most importantly, not flickering in and out.
I feel so much better, Mary Rose cries. I'm not at full strength yet, but the more I touch the ruby, the stronger I'll get.
Yay, I say. You did it, Abby and Jonah, Mary Rose exclaims. You are amazing. Thank you so much. You're welcome, I say, blushing. It wasn't too hard. I get an idea. Jonah has something for you, too.
I do?
Jonah asks, looking up from his happy reunion with Prince.
Yes, the invisibility cloak.
Oh. Jonah frowns a little.
That's for me, not for her.
Jonah?
Fine, he grumbles, handing it over to Mary Rose.
Then his eyes light up.
But can I borrow it just once or twice, like on Halloween?
Of course, Mary Rose says. Thank you. This will help me get stronger, too. Being invisible lets me store up my energy.
Mary Rose? Jonah says. When you're strong enough to leave, are you going to take Prince with you?
Of course not, she responds. He's been wonderful and kept me great company. But Prince is your dog, and it's clear he loves you and your sister very much.
Woof!
Prince agrees.
Awesome, Jonah says.
He looks very relieved. To be honest, I'm relieved too. I'd be so sad without Prince.
So what happens now? I ask Mary Rose. Are you strong enough to go home?
Where is home?
Well, first I'm going to rest up in the jewelry box and keep my hand on the ruby, Mary Rose says as she puts on the invisibility cloak, and then we'll talk. Just like that, she's gone.
Guess I was a worrywart for nothing, Jonah comments, cuddling Prince in his lap.
I grin. I get that way too. I really do. I'm going to work at not worrying so much. Sure, sometimes things can go wrong, like with the incident. But sometimes things go right, like with the ballet recital. And you've got to aim and hope for things to go right, right?
Right. I'm going to ask Mom and Dad for a chess set, Jonah says.
You are?
Yep. Watching Ellie was fun. I want to learn how to play.
I smile. Then you can teach me. Jonah runs downstairs with Prince on his heels. I go over to my jewelry box, which my Nana gave me a long time ago. It's decorated with characters from fairy tales. There's Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty and Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk. Every time Jonah and I come back from a fairy tale, the characters on the jewelry box change to match how we messed up the story, or made it better. I turn the box gently, not wanting to disturb Mary Rose inside. And there they are! The 12 dancing princesses! They're on the castle grounds, and each one is doing her own thing and wearing her own clothes. Una has on her crown, and there's an emerald where the ruby used to be. Terry is doing a cartwheel, Prince Jean smiling beside her. Ellie is playing chess, and oh, she's wearing my jeans and hoodie. Twyla is tap dancing. Eileen is in her tutu and ballet slippers. And sitting on a blanket nearby, smiling proudly, is the king. I already miss the princesses. I miss the castle, the donuts. I even miss the dance parties. Although tonight, I have a dance party of my own. Yep. Before I went through the mirror into dues, I wasn't planning to go to the school dance at all. But now, well, now, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I arrive at the school dance, my stomach full of butterflies. Streamers and colorful balloons are everywhere. It's not as fancy as the DRP, but still has a festive feeling. There's even a disco ball. It's hanging from the basketball net, and it's making light flicker on the walls. Everyone from the fifth grade is here. I wave at Frankie and Robin, and they rush over to me. Frankie is in her jeans with the checkered back pockets. Robin is wearing her off-the-shoulder sweater. And I'm wearing Ellie's outfit, the red tunic with striped leggings.
You came, Frankie says. We were worried you'd be too busy with your guest.
I came, I say, and I'm glad I did. Penny hurries over in her gold dress and new shoes.
I like your outfit, Abby, she tells me, sounding impressed.
A song we all love comes on. Robin and Penny run out to the dance floor. Frankie grabs my hand, pulling me along. I freeze. I can't help it. There's a part of me that wants to say no, that's still scared of repeating the incident. But then I remember how fun it was dancing at the DRP. How I let go and stopped worrying about the steps or what other people were thinking. Who cares if one mean person one time thought I wasn't a good dancer? Everyone at the ballet recital thought I did a good job. No one threw rotten tomatoes at me, did they? No. The truth is, not everyone has to like the way I dance.
The only person who has to like the way I dance is me. So I join Frankie, Robin, and Penny on the dance floor. I move to the music, shake my hips, and clap my hands. I remind myself, no one is even watching. Everyone is just doing their own thing. And I'm having fun. That's what matters, right? As I spin around, I see a red sparkle to my left. A red sparkle that isn't from the disco ball. I stop. I look. Was that the ruby? No, couldn't be. But then I hear, looking good. I know that voice. It's Mary Rose, under the invisibility cloak. What are you doing here? I ask. Looking for something, she says. At my school? What? I'll tell you more tomorrow, she says. Right now, just have fun. Do you need my help? I will soon, she says. And you know, if you ever need my help, I'm here for you too. I'll always appreciate what you've done for me, Abby. Anytime, I say, choked up. Who are you talking to? Frankie asks. No one, I say quickly, clearing my throat. I do a twirl so she doesn't see the emotion on my face. Just singing along. And I do. I dance and sing with my friends, knowing that they'll be my friends no matter what, even if I dance badly or knock over a cake. But it feels good to know that there's a fairy nearby, in case I need some extra help, too.